Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shumas Perek Hey Mishnah Dalad Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Lilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basib Yaakov Maisha Her Nisham Shadav and Olio and Beschos Esbas Rachel and Daniel Ezmeritz Pari Rachel. They should be gemesh with Zarshal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Dalad tells us Saw Truma Tameya Shenafel Lameya Saw a Truma Tahira. One saw of Tame Truma that fell into 100 saw of Tahar Truma. Now up until now we've been discussing Bittul, but the Bittul that we've been talking about was Truma into Chulin. Now we're talking about Truma into Truma. Tame into Tahar. So Beishamai Isrin Ubez Hil Matirin. Beishamai says that it's usher for a kohen to eat this, the entire thing is considered like Tame Truma. But Beis Hil says a kohen is allowed to eat from this mixture, everything is considered like Tahar Truma. Now Amr Beis Hil Beishamai, Beis Hil explained themselves to Beishamai and told them, Hailu Tahira Asur Lazarim, Utmeya Asur Lakaihanim, Tahar Truma is usher for Zar, which is a non kohen, and Tame Truma is usher even for Kaihanim. So we can compare Tame and Tahar Truma to some extent. So Matahira Ayla Aftameyatala, the same way that Tahar Truma can be batal in Tahar Chulin, so too Tame Truma can be batal in Tahar Truma. Now Armalahem Beishamai, Beishamai told Beis Hillel, Loi, that's not so, because Im Helu HaChulin HaKalin HaMutarim Lazarim as HaTahira, just because Chulin, which is much more Kal, we're much more Makel, much more lenient with Chulin, and how are we more Makel with Chulin? That's because it's Mutter for Zar, for a non-Kayin, so just because Chulin can create Betel for Tahar Truma, Tale Truma HaChamura HaAsur Lazarim as HaTameya, does that mean that Truma, which is much more chamur, which is usher for a non-kayin, that should be mevatel tame Truma? So we have this machlekes Beishamai Beis Hil. But then the Mishnah tells us, la'achar shahaydu, after that they admitted, they agreed, Beishamai eventually agreed to Beis Hillel, and they said, you want to know what Beis Hillel, you're right, tame Truma will be batel in Tahar Truma. The question is, what do we do now? So Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Rabbi Eliezer tells us, Terim Viti Saref. We have to take off a saw of Truma, and that saw has to be burned. Lachamim say, Avda b'miyuta, has gotten completely lost because it's the miyut, it's the minority over here, and the whole mixture is permitted to eat. This is Rebbe Eliezer l'shitasai. We've already learned previously that when we have a saw of Truma that falls into 100 saw of Chulin, and there's Bittul over here, we still have to remove a saw and treat it like Truma. Now Rebbe Eliezer had told us we have to look at it as if it's 100% Truma. If that's the case, in this scenario, Rebbe Eliezer tells us, well, when we take out this saw and we're treating it as Truma, we're treating it as Truma which is Tamei, and therefore it has to be burned. Moving on to Mishnah Hei with something similar, saw of Truma shenafal lameya. We have a saw of Truma that fell into 100 saw of Chulin. He lifted out one saw, which he's treating as Truma, but then, v'nafal amakam acher, it fell into another basket of Chulin. Rebbe Eliezer says, midamaska Truma vadai. It's going to create a meduma mixture as if it's 100% Truma. As we had just said, Rebbe Eliezer tells us that when we lift out that saw of Truma, it's treated as 100% Truma, and therefore, if it falls into another basket, it's as if a saw of pure Truma fell into that basket of Chulin. Now, Chamayimrim, they say no. Enimidamas elefi cheshbin. It's only going to create a medor mixture based off of the cheshbin of how much Truma had fallen into the Chulin originally. So let's explain this according to the Chachamim. We had our original basket of 100 saw of Chulin, and one saw of Truma fell into that. We say that there's complete betel over there. Now the Chachamim say that you still have to take out a saw and treat it as Truma. However, in actuality, according to the Chachamim, that saw which is being treated as Truma only has a little bit of real Truma in it. Since one saw of Truma had fallen into 100 saw of Chulin, so the Chachamim will tell us, take that saw that you're treating as Truma, divide it into 101 parts, and only one of those parts is really Truma. So now that that saw falls into another basket of Chulin, we need much less Chulin in order to mevatel the Truma that fell inside, because there's only a tiny bit of Truma which had fallen inside this new mixture. That's the concept of Lefi Cheshbin, based off of the Cheshbin, based off of the calculation of what had originally fallen in. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zayin with a similar discussion between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.